the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
NappyAfro.com.
To the Frocast episode number 198, I guess. I mean, I'm not usually hosting. Usually got the homie Saul right in here doing the hosting duties. But since it was his birthday, man, I guess we had to let him get the week off. You know, yesterday was Saul Wright's birthday, so I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, it was ridiculous. And he worked so hard. I mean, he partied so hard he couldn't even make it in to record the show this week. But don't worry, people. It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, sitting in by itself, all by his lonesome, doing the Frocast. So hopefully I'm not going to be in here talk y'all to death this week, but I do have a contractual obligation to uphold, and the site been looking kind of dry lately, so hopefully, you know, this will get you by your week since we ain't posted shit since last Frocast, but that's another story for another day. Anyway, man, like I said, it's going to be short and sweet this week. Not going to really go in depth on too much because hey, I'm talking to myself. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about this week was an Instagram model, Heather Sanders. This week, Heather Sanders went to the club, you know, LCIAA weekend, Black, aka Black All-Star weekend. And you know, there's nothing wrong about an IG model going to the club. But what is wrong with an IG model going to the club with a 3-month-old baby? Yeah. Heather Sanders, no. It's not that serious that you need to go to the club with your 3-month-old. I mean, now, you know, I'm not going to say she was irresponsible all the way, you know what I'm saying, having the kid out to 3 a.m., you know what I'm saying, a 3-month-old out that late. She did have earplugs in on the little man or little girl. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, but I think it was a boy. But the baby did have earplugs in. Now, what good does that do with people smoking and all other things around? You know, maybe she's in the VIP, and you know what I'm saying, so it wasn't too much smoke, but... this was the worst. Now, we thought Tyrio in the club was bad, but you actually bring your 3-month-old baby to the club? Like, really? Baby. A baby. 3-month-old baby to the club. Heather Sanders, who the fuck are your handlers? Hey, that kind of rhyme right there. I mean, nobody in your whole crew was like, yo, Heather, I don't know. I don't think you should bring the baby up in this motherfucker. So nobody was saying don't bring the baby. But... you thought it was okay. You thought it was okay to bring the baby in the club. No, it's not cool to bring the baby in the club, boo. You know what I'm saying? You really fucked that up. And I wish somebody, like, even the people holding the event should have stopped you and be like, nah, shorty, like, you got to go put the kid up. Like, you really got to put the kid up. But you let her walk in there with the baby. And it let us, I mean, I don't get it. I will not get it. I can't co-sign it. I don't see... how y'all allowed a lady to bring a three-month-old in the club? Like, come on, man. Who does that? Heather Sanders. You get my bruh of the week. You know, you're not a bruh, but that was dumb shit. Like, come on, man. So, yeah. Heather Sanders, man, I don't know. Comment. Let us know what you thought about it. I think it was ridiculous. So, hey. If I think it's ridiculous, it's got to be pretty bad. Next thing we're going to talk about. So I've been reading on Facebook lately, you know, King Germs on Facebook. And I've been seeing a lot of people post that President Obama is going to pardon Demetrius Flannery. Now, everybody like, who the fuck is Demetrius Flannery? We talk about fucking Big Meech. So you really want me to believe that President Obama is pardoning Big Meech? Like, let's look up some of Big Meech's things he's accused of doing. Because I ain't saying he did shit, because, you know, King Jerm ain't no snitch or nothing like that. But Big Meech ain't a nigga that you just gonna pardon. Like, I mean, this nigga was head of the BMF. You know, so if anybody knows anything about the internet, just look up BMF, see some of the things that these guys were alleged of doing. I'm not going to say they did anything because I don't want the BMF for my problems. You know what I'm saying? I live in BMF territory. You know what I'm saying? Poe B-Eazy live in BMF territory. B-Eazy already got damn 130 pounds, man. Niggas come through, he easily slammable. You know what I'm saying? So let's just not. So just look up some things about Mr. Big Meech. And just see what they were capable of, because you don't want them problems. You really don't. And so, yeah. People, let's be smart. Obama is not pardoning Big Meech. They would not let that nigger, Obama, pardon Big Meech. Like, come on. So you mean tell me he's not going, what's some of these other people that's been locked up? See, I wish, this is what Saul Wright need to be here for. Because I really like some of these other Black Panther niggas. What's that hair? Mumia and all them niggas. Like, you know, it's a whole lot of more niggas that's in line to get pardoned by Obama before we pardon Big Meech. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not going to happen. And I'm pretty sure Big Meech probably did write a letter to Obama asking to be pardoned. If I was in prison doing time, I would write, and I heard he was letting people go and giving people breaks, I would write him a letter and be like, yo, let me out, son. Let me out. You know what I'm saying? But he probably did. But Obama's not pardoning Big Meech. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. No way, no how. It's not happening. So yeah, everybody thinking that you're going to see your boy Big Meech back on the streets in a month or two, it ain't happening. You know, he's going to still be in there. Because I don't see Obama pardon him, and whoever's going to be the next president, I don't see them pardon him either. Not saying it wouldn't be, you know, I don't want to see no Black man locked up, but let's be logical here, people. Big Meech ain't hitting the streets from no pardon, all right? Not happening, all right? So moving along, because, you know, this show moving on, I'm talking to myself, shit is kind of weird, but doing it for the people. That's why I'm the people's champ. Next topic is your boy, Wardell Stephen Curry, a.k.a. Chef Curry. A.K.A. the motherfucking 2K man. A.K.A. the light-skinned Jesus. A.K.A. the baby-face killer. I mean, it's just... Hey, yo, man. Steph Curry is fucking acting a fucking donkey out there. Like, I was on the Steph Curry hater bandwagon. I mean, I'm not a hater because, hey, one, the boy is from the crib. No cackalacka, so I gotta represent, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with him on that note alone, and, you know what I'm saying, he was doing his thing at Davidson and all that shit, and, you know what I'm saying, look, I respect his game, the way he came up, you know what I'm saying, but it was just when niggas be like, yo, he the greatest, nah, that's the only problem I had with him, but this is not about me hating on the boy Steph, because like I said, what he's doing out there on the court, amazing. I mean, like I said, even the 2K video game programmer said they have a problem with what he's doing, because in the game, they penalize you for taking the kind of shots that Steph takes. But in real life, Steph takes those shots and Steph makes those shots. So they don't know what to do with him on the game. Because on the game, this is like when you take somebody in your face three, usually you're going to miss that. But nah, Steph Curry hits those. So now they got to figure out, like, yo, what do we do with him in 2K? They was like, they don't even know what to do with him in 2K. That's when you a problem, is when a video game was like, yo, we got to do something about this nigga. Kind of like what Mike Vick was, like, in 05, when, you know, you really couldn't let niggas play with the Falcons. Like, when somebody picked the Falcons, you like, nah, I don't want to play. Why? Because they was going to Vick you to death. You could throw, Vick could throw it 70 yards. He could run faster than anybody. All you had to do was call a little route, send everybody deep. Drop back, take off with Vic. You know what I'm saying? Or then if they came up to get you, boom, throw it over the top to Tony, who was a tight end? Algie Crumpler or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Roddy White was that. Now, Roddy White might not even been there yet. But it was just like, it wasn't fair playing with Vic. It just wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And so now Steph Curry's in that, he's in that realm now. Like, when you nigga get Steph Curry on the game, like, it's not fair. Because the nigga is a beast. Shoot, offensively, he's awesome. He's awesome. He's having the best two-year run offensively. Well, I seen for a shooter. Because, I mean, he's never going to do the things the guy body Mike Jordan did. He's never going to do the things like it was a different way that Kobe and Jordan and them niggas killed niggas. So Curry, I mean, he's a killer. He's a killer. I mean, he ain't eating that raw meat yet. You know what I'm saying? But he's a killer. best all-around player to me is still Russell Westbrook. It was LeBron, but now it's Westbrook. LeBron, I think he's at that. LeBron right now, he see he ain't the main attraction no more. And actually, it might make for a deadlier LeBron that he's not the main attraction. You know what I'm saying? So LeBron might actually play better. I hear his teams acting like some fuck boys, especially that fuck boy Kyrie Irving. I don't like, look, I know y'all like, but King Jerm, don't you like Duke? I do like Duke. I just don't like Kyrie Irving. He only played 11 games at Duke. He's not a real Blue Devil. Fuck Kyrie Irving. Heard he's acting like a fuck boy, doesn't want to play LeBron, he wants out. You know what I'm saying? So listen, man. Kyrie Irving, you a fucking loser. What you want to do? Dribble and shoot all day? LeBron trying to win. LeBron know he got about 5 years left. You know what I'm saying? And if he can't get to, he got to get him 3 more titles in 5 years. And you ain't on board, you need to get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but this is about Steph Curry. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't see no team beating them 4 games. Like, that's not possible. Like, you're not going to beat in out of 7 games. You're not going to beat them 4 times. Why? Hell, they didn't play 60 and they only lost 5. So, I mean, well, 50, what are they like? 54-5 or 50, whatever. It's been almost 60 games and they only lost 5. So, do you really want me to believe you got 7 and you think you're going to beat them 4 out of 7? Not happening. Unless y'all figure something out. Steph gets hurt. I don't know. The Warriors, you might want to go ahead and get in the chip back to back. I mean, they're going to win. They're going to break the Bulls record. I don't see them slowing down because they really want to break this record. They really want to break the record. So, yeah. I mean, they possibly could end the season with 7 losses. Now, that's going to be my prediction. King Germ, 75-7 is what I'm saying the Warriors are going. Bet money on it. Put it on the books. Put it on the board. 75-7. Best record ever will never get broken because you're going to have to damn near go 82-0 to break these records, like what this team doing right here. And they really putting it out there, man. So, yeah. I don't know what to say. Steph Curry is the man. Shout out O Wardell. You know what I'm saying? Tell your wife to calm down a little bit because she's starting to, you know, get on the annoying side. And I notice people are starting to attack you now. Like, you know, everything was all good. Oh, he's light skinned. He's a baby face. Oh, we love Stephon. We love Steph. Now you got the old school niggas coming at your throat. You know, everybody's starting to rebel against you. Like, when you're at the top, now you know you really at the top, Steph, because niggas is coming for you. So, you know, you might want to, you know, get wifey, poor wifey in, tell her to, you know, lay off of Amber Rose and all them. Because she can't be attacking the thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just tell wifey to chill. You know what I'm saying? Bring her back in the fold. Yeah, I see, you know, you fell back on the little kid because everybody's going to get tired of her real quick. Steph, I'm just saying, man, do what you got to do. You're the man right now. Keep representing. But now you're at the top. How you going to handle it? The bullseye's on your back now. The bullseye's on your back. So everybody coming for you, everybody. Niggas on podcasts, niggas on the court, the media, niggas on the street. Like, niggas gonna press you one day. You gotta have security with your stuff. I mean, yeah, you 6'2", 6'3", but niggas in the street still think you wild slammable. So now you at the top, everybody pressing you, stuff. How you gonna handle it, man? How you gonna handle it, man? But yeah, that's a little sports talk, man. We'll go ahead and wrap this sports talk up. What's the next topic, man? My Keep It 100 this week is something that kind of made me laugh, but I think I'm going to ride with it. So this chick, she said that dudes selling drugs is the same thing as girls stripping. They're the same. Like, those are equal opportunities. I disagree because, one, you can file taxes if you're a stripper. You can file taxes. That's your fucking job. I can't file taxes if I'm a fucking drug dealer. So, one, they can't be equivalent if one is illegal and one is not, and one is legal. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only false equivalency I find. But think about it. Dude selling drugs, there's like that same little stigma, that little same little aura about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see a stripper in the streets, like, you kind of know she a stripper. You like, oh, you see in the grocery store, she might have something provocative on, or she might not have nothing provocative on. You might just know her because you like, yo, I done seen her naked before. And so, but when you see that drug dealer, you see that nigga, he all dipped out, gold chain, you know, have a drug dealer's dress. I don't know. Never seen a drug dealer in my life. I don't live that life. So, yeah, man. So, my Keep It 100 this week is, man, stop listening to these chicks on Snapchat. I told you all that story to tell you, stop listening to these chicks. If you follow these chicks to see their body, look at their body. When they start talking, hit the swipe on their ass. Because they say crazy shit and have me talk about crazy shit on my motherfucking Frocast, man. Am I keeping 100 this week? So, man, shout out to everybody that sat here and listened to this bullshit ass Keep It 100 that I just brought to y'all. But anyway, man, my winners this week, man, who was my winners? We had, I wrote it down. Did that. My winner this week was Saul Wright. Why Saul Wright my winner? Because A, Saul Wright stood in line. He got the Masters. He got the 12s after he said he wasn't going to do it. Saul Wright, it was his birthday. Saul Wright rich as fuck. The nigga is like, he just that nigga, man. Him and my sister had the same birthday, so I'm telling my sister happy birthday. But Saul Wright cooler than you, sis. So this day is all about Saul Wright. Shout out to the big homie, man. I'm still going to see this shit, make you post it, make you edit it all together and post it, put some music to it, whatever, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Saul Wright. Matter of fact, since it's a shout out to Saul Wright, got to play this song for him, man. Got to play this song for him. It's tradition. It's tradition. It is, people. It's tradition. You better be glad my motherfucking internet fucked up. Oop, no it ain't. No it ain't. No it ain't. It's not too late. It's your birthday. But you know what that mean, dog. You gotta listen to it. At ignorant levels. Ice cream and cake and cake. What? Ice cream and cake and cake. What? Ice cream and cake and cake. Okay. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Slip, slip, slide. Slip, 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 slide. Slip, 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 slide. Hold up, tag team. Ride with your boy, now slip and slide. Ride with your boy, now slip and slide. Ride with your boy, now slip and slide. Ice cream and cake, ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake. What you want? Some ice cream and cake. All the kids like ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. What? Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake.
Get it.
Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake.
Alright.
Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake.
Oh.
Slip, 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 slide.
Slip, slip, and slide.
Slip, 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 slide.
Hold up, tag team. Ride with your boy, now slip and slide. Ride with your boy, now slip and slide. Ride with your boy, now slip and slide.
Pause, step up.
Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake.
Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake.
And cake.
Ice cream and cake.
And cake.
Ice cream and cake and cake. Say how you cook these ice cream and eat it too.
Woo! Yeah, so happy birthday to my Saul Wright, my winner, man. My winner for the week. My loser, I don't want to say her name because you get a look on the news, but my loser this week was a chick that got caught in JFK Airport with a half a pound of cocaine in her coochie. Like, wow, half a pound of cocaine in your cooch? Woo! That chick ain't got no walls. So, yeah, you're my loser because, wow, you ain't got no walls. You got to be my loser, man. Wow, man, show's almost over. What we usually do here, we do like a shout-out and all that shit, man. So I'm going to do my shout-outs, man. First of all, man, shout-out to the nation. Shout-out to the staff. Shout-out to Be Easy, man. Shout-out to Saul Wright. Happy birthday, my G. Shout-out to GQ Blue, Dub, Wave, all the rest of y'all niggas, man. Y'all seen the site looking crazy this week. Y'all niggas ain't sending shit. Shout-out in the short T. Short T. If Saul Wright was here, that's what he would have said. So, yeah, shout-out to Short T. Shout-out to, man... Who else, man? Goddamn. Oh, fucking the Fro Nation, man. We got Ruler Myself. We got Dr. Abrasive. We got Ash Dash, Papa Dash. We got RT3. We got Furious. And whoever else listens to the Frocast, if it's your first time listening, man, sorry I ain't got my tag team partner here. Usually it's somebody else here rocking with me. But, you know, thank you for riding out with me on this short little show, whatever. But still, it's Nappy Afro. You know, follow us on all the social networks. Nappy Afro on Twitter, Nappy Afro on Instagram, follow me on Snapchat, Napfro Gang, know the rest of our podcast, man. We might be starting something new, man. We might just turn to a podcast network, but don't worry about that. That's something we're working on later, man. You know, but anyway, man, thank you for rocking with us, man. You know, I ain't not want y'all not to have a show, so hopefully this gets posted on time. And yeah, and I'm out this bitch, man. It's King Germ, man. Fro Nation, we out. Peace.
Hey yo, what up rap fans? This is Trackstar the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out nappyafro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Nappyafro.com.